This is News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM. You're listening to Talk of the Town, and I'm Steve Kelly. In studio with us as we speak is David Bain, president and owner of Grand Rapids Awnings and Muskegon Awning and Fabrication. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You have a business that kind of tells us what it is that you have to offer. But first of all, talk to us about the background. You've been there for a while, the philosophy. I would imagine that I could order these things online, and I want to know what it is that you bring to the table personally. Well, you thought this was going to be easy, didn't you, Dave?
Yeah. Well, the answer to that really is easy. In today's environment where people get online and look at things, they don't really get any help in deciding what they really want. A lot of times they end up with what they really don't want. But we're kind of throwback to the old school at our business, in that we've been around for 124 years, and we employ true craftsmen that understand how to sew and weld, and most everyone that works for us can do all of those things. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of throwing back to a time when craftsmanship really counted, the quality of work. It's not shipped in from China and then given to you. We actually fabricate almost everything that we provide for homeowners. And we'll come out personally and talk to you about your shading, you know, needs that you have.
You know, and isn't that a sight for sore ears? How's that? In this day and age, you have box stores and you have options when it comes to saving money. And then you have headaches. And again, I have a degree and two different minors. I've raised two children. I've owned several houses. I have a pile of cars. I don't want to install these things. Regardless, I want to know that there's a company out there that does this for a living, that there are a group of people that continue their training after they're hired and care about the product. In these days, that's odd. Thank you.
Yeah, I do think it is odd in the era of what we call ship it and forget it. Mm-hmm. Because most of the people you talk to online or on the web don't even use the products that they're selling you. So they have no idea when something goes wrong, what's wrong with it, because they've never even seen the product. In our business, we've not only been out to your home already, we've surveyed the home, we've decided along with you what you really need to solve the problem. Then we have fabricated it, put it on a truck, and have professional installers come to the home, make sure that when we're done with it, we really are done with it, until 5-10 years down the road when you want to change the color of the fabric. Or if there is an issue, we have men that have been trained, certified technicians to take care of the problem.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, and we're talking to David Bain, the president and owner of Grand Rapids Awnings and Muskegon Awning Fabrication. Here are the websites if you can't make it to the showrooms. We'll talk about that in a bit. Grand Rapids RapidsAwnings.com and MuskegonAwning.com. And there's a bunch of questions popping into my head, because I'm one of those guys who, I'll admit, when we bought our first home that was a fixer-upper, I thought, hey, this is kind of fun. I'm 20-some-odd years old. I don't need a lot of sleep. I don't mind hitting my fingers with hammers. That's all changed now, and I'm interested in something and a product that's going to be around for a while. Do I need to spend a little extra for that? Absolutely. Why? Because it's going to be done right, and you're going to back it up when it comes to problems. Everything's not perfect. We understand that. But you guys know the answer to questions that I don't know to ask. Like, for instance, if I see some kit online or something that's going to be this, or these late night cable ads, that's the ones that always kill me. I can hear better and shade the sun. What? I don't get that. But there are guys and gals that have ordered things and they don't even know where the sun falls on their porch. You guys know what that stuff is all about, to maximize the product that I'm buying.
Right. I mean, one of the first things we do when we come out to your home is decide where the deck is located, or where the window in relation to, you know, north, south, west, east, and at different times of the day, where will that sun be? Because there are people who have purchased things that really are no good to them, because at the wrong time of day, they want to be on the deck, but guess what? They really bought or purchased the wrong item,
right,
to solve their problem.
And Mary, I didn't know the sun goes down at different parts of the porch during the year. We put this thing up in the early spring. Why?
Exactly. And probably one of the biggest culprits, what the people do is purchase and install pergolas. Mm-hmm. And pergolas look neat on pictures, and they look really nice when they're in Italy, when you've had 250 to 300 years to grow the vines over top of them, yeah, and groom them.
But those don't come instantly like chia pets?
No, you just can't throw the seed down, and within a month you'll have shade.
Right.
So we recover, and that's one of the services we do provide. If you've made the mistake of purchasing a pergola, we can make a shade cover that will actually shade underneath the pergola.
Oh, wow.
Because most pergolas have two foot on center, 2x10 boards or metal. So that means you're only getting about 1.5 inches every 2 feet for shade.
Mm-hmm.
And once you install it and you put it up, it dawns on you when you're sitting under it in the middle of the day, the sun's directly overhead, you have about 1.5 inches of shade for every 2 foot that you've covered.
Why do I have this really weird sunburn?
Exactly. We can help you fix that, so don't feel bad about it.
That should be your tagline.
Yeah, it should be.
Prevent really weird sunburns. GrandRapidsAwnings.com and MuskegonAwning.com. We mentioned the name, obviously. Tell us more about some of the products that you have to offer.
We have three different divisions in our company. The first is really residential products: window awnings, metal awnings, cloth awnings, deck awnings, retractable awnings, pergola tops, almost any shading solution for your home. We can provide that and fabricate that and install it for you. And then secondly, we have commercial products: commercial awnings, storefront awnings, enclosures, special fabrication projects. A number of years ago, we made a large Mickey Mouse that went on top of the Henry Ford Museum. It was about 30 foot tall. So we can do all kinds of different things. We also have commercial flagpoles and residential flagpoles that we help people set and do large walkway canopies also. And then lastly, we have an industrial division in the company where we make chutes, connectors, filters, covers, industrial curtains of any sort.
I put in a flagpole one time, and unless you have a passion for the Leaning Tower of Pisa, don't ever hire me to do that sort of thing. They are specific skills, and they have a passion for what it is that they do. If you're listening to Talk of the Town for the first time, this is an opportunity for us to present to you some of the clients who have choices, by the way, and use the money that they have to further their business here. This interview, David, is exactly what this program is all about. It's been fun and informative, and it's been neat to get behind the ropes at the museum that is Grand Rapids Awnings and Muskegon Awnings. Thank you so much for your time. Don't forget those websites: Grand Rapids Awnings, that's plural, .com, and Muskegon Awning, singular, .com. It's been a pleasure. Thanks, David.
Thank you for having us.